when you start getting really aligned to your intuition, you're able to like work 20 times more productively when you sit down and listen to those intuitive hits, as opposed to forcing yourself to do the corporate thing of sitting from 9 to 5. Like realistically, when you were doing that, like how much time were you actually working and how much time were you just sitting there? Accelerated wealth is a 360 approach to actually quantum leaping. It feels so supportive to have a community that is on the same path with you, that gets it, and you don't feel alone. There's so much that goes into energetics that I didn't truly understand until our work together. This is the answer, and I'm going to tell you why.
Welcome to Reclaiming Consciousness. My name is Elise Bassine, spiritual mentor, breathwork practitioner, and owner and CEO of Elise Breathes. For many years, our consciousness has been hijacked by societal and cultural programming, religion, the media, and familial and ancestral trauma. Right now, during this epic time in history, people are waking up, realizing who they really are, and reclaiming the pieces of their consciousness that they unknowingly gave away. This podcast is an exploration of how so many spectacular humans are leading the way in exiting the matrix and reclaiming who they really are and what they're capable of. In this show, you'll meet exceptional people who are paving the way in raising consciousness and creating a new way of living on this earth. Get ready to go deep. Now let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So this week, I brought Lydia Bagarosa back onto the show. And you guys know I have such an incredible relationship with Lydia. She's been doing PR for me for over a year now. Actually, I think we're coming up on 2 years. And she's been a client for over a year now. And she just hit a huge milestone in her business. She hit her first 30K month. And we talk about like really what went into that, because she was kind of stagnant for a while. And we talked about what she was coming up against and what that journey was for her, and the energetic and very tangible logistical shifts she made to create that quantum leap in her business. So I really loved this conversation because we just go so deep, and it really just shows the value of long-term mentorship, because I've really been able to walk her through different seasons of her life and business and just the value in walking through that with someone so that you can create these sustainable periods of growth and these sustainable leaps. We just go really deep into her story, and she shares really vulnerably kind of where she was at and a little bit of the dark night of the soul that she went through, and then how she came out on the other side. And it's just such an amazing conversation. I know you guys are going to love it. And she's just somebody that is not only a client, but a really good friend. And I just love her so much. You definitely want to check her out if you don't follow her. She is just somebody that it's really great to have in your awareness, because she's so good and talented when it comes to like branding, brand positioning, marketing, and PR. She's a genius. So definitely give her a follow. She also has a program coming out called Visibility on Purpose. And if you're somebody that is like, you know, just newer to starting your business, or maybe in the first or second year of your business, and you want to explore how to like position your brand so that you become more visible and so that people are really able to more easily and deeply connect with what it is that you do, then you definitely want to check that out, because she's really, really good at that. Just a few quick announcements here. So I have my 5-week immersion, Inherently Worthy, starting on Monday. And that is my 5-week program that is going to be all channeled transmissions, 4 channeled transmissions around this information that I've been receiving around worthiness, because worthiness is one of the core things that we all come up against in the growth process. And it's essential to look at, and it's essential to shift. And as I've been channeling more and more, I've been getting so much information around how we shift this and about the paradigm shift that's happening on the planet right now around where we're sourcing our worthiness from and shifting from sourcing our worthiness to outside of ourselves to sourcing it from within and really deeply connecting with ourselves in order to really feel the worthiness that is inherently yours just for being you. And that's what I'm going to activate you into in this program so that you can start to experience much deeper levels of abundance, much more ease when it comes to magnetism and manifestation, and also just your connection to yourself and spirit just completely skyrocketing. So I'm really excited for this. I'm excited for the group that's already forming. There's definitely still time to join. We start on Monday and it's going to be incredibly powerful and life-altering. So definitely check that out. We'll put the link in the show notes. Also, Beyond the Matrix, my membership program is on fire, you guys. It's such a high frequency. Like, it feels like a party to me for some reason. Every Monday, I do a live transmission. And then once a month, you get a breathwork session and a Q&A. Plus, you have access to a huge library of content. Breathwork sessions, master classes, you name it, it's in there. My clients have been reaching out to me like, holy shit, I cannot believe how much good stuff is in the portal. They've just been vibing out to it. And one of my clients who watched the Galactic Abundance Codes, which is one of the master classes in there, she reached out to me and she was like, holy shit, Elise, I just watched this. And she had somebody reach out to her with like a huge opportunity right after that because these masterclasses are huge frequency shifts, and that's what the transmissions in Beyond the Matrix are as well. So it's just such a great way to dip your toe into my community, dip your toe into my work, or if you're already in my world, it's just such a great way to continue to raise your frequency and up level. And also you can cancel the membership at any time. So it's definitely worth checking out just to tune in to the vibe, get all the content, vibe out on everything that's in there and really shift your perspective and your energy quickly. So we will link that below as well. And oh, one more thing. When I was chatting with Lydia, we talk about accelerated wealth because she is in my mastermind to clear the trauma that comes up when growing your business and your income. That program, I'm going to be having some spaces open up in April. So if you are interested in joining us in that space, it is everything. You can join for 6 or 12 months. It's a mastermind. So we have a group Voxer. We have 3 calls a month. One is live breathwork with me. One is movement medicine with Dahlia. And one is straight hot seat coaching. So we hit it from every angle in this mastermind, you guys. Plus you get access to the metamorphosis tools, which is my very efficient toolkit to rapidly and efficiently move through trauma. This program is everything. So if you're interested in that, I'll link it below or reach out to me to grab one of those spaces that's going to be opening up in April. Okay, I think that is everything. I'm sending you all so much love and enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. So I am really excited because I have brought back one of my favorite people, Lydia Bagarosa, to the show because she is a long-term client and has recently celebrated some great success. And I want to go deep into that and really get behind and underneath all that she's created so everyone can understand what really goes into these quantum leaps. So welcome to the show, Lydia.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk about all the things today because the last time I was on, it was a totally different story.
Well, last time was really good too, but you've had so much growth. When was that, by the way? Was that back in the fall or something?
Yeah. I feel like we recorded back in maybe September, something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. Okay, yeah. So there's been so much growth that has happened, including your first 30K month.
Yay.
So yay, celebrating that. And we will get into that. And also, you've come into Accelerated Wealth, the mastermind, which I know has been a huge piece of this, plus obviously our private work together. And then as always, the metamorphosis stuff is always a huge component. So let's go back to maybe when we last spoke to you, which was back in the fall, because I know at that point you were really looking to up level. And then, because I know for me, everyone's heard me talk about, oh, I said I'm going to have my first 50K month. And then it was literally 7 months of me changing my relationship with my husband in order to get to that level. And sometimes it's like that, right? We declare an up level and then all of a sudden we are bombarded with all of the things that we need to shift and change in order to get there. So what happened for you back in the fall when you declared your next up level?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back in time. For me, speaking of relationships, it was really a relationship with myself.
Yeah.
So yeah. Which, just to give a little brief backing, me and Elise started working together one-on-one at the beginning of last summer because I basically got to a point where I was, okay, I've hit a plateau for months now. I'm seeing the same patterns with clients signing on and then dropping off and just hitting those same exact months, which were the exact same amount that I was making in my old job. And so I was, okay, there's energetics behind this because I easily can make that much, but now I'm stuck here. And so I realized that there was an energetic component of holding on to this. And I just wasn't understanding what it was. It was what the hell needs to click in order for me to move forward. I'm working through the metamorphosis and I'm working through all the things. And I was focusing on my traumas because I was like, all right, well, if it's not happening now, I need to go back in time. But what I wasn't looking at was energetics. And I feel like you were telling me this and I was just, okay, whatever, Elise. I didn't understand what you were talking about. It's just so funny because I understood what you meant, but I didn't really, it didn't really click for whatever reason.
It happens and it takes time sometimes. You can hear someone say something so many times, but it takes time for it actually to drop in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you would tell me like, hey, Lydia, you need to like pay attention to yourself and what you need and stop putting yourself on the back burner. I had a lot of people pleasing, a lot of doing things for my family, for my friends, doing things for my clients. I would wake up in the morning.
Oh my God, can we just pause for one moment? Literally last November, you flew up and back to New Jersey from Florida. It was literally 17 times. I was like, I what the hell?
You were like, oh, okay, cute. What are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, go on. I'm just like illustrating an actual example of what you're talking about. And then I remember when we first started together in June or whatever, you literally flew up and back to Jersey 5 times in 1 month. And I was like, what is happening right now? And you're like, oh, it's this person's baby shower. And oh, my mom is having this party. And I was, girl.
So how are you feeling? And I was like, it doesn't matter. And I just was not understanding what the hell you were talking about. I was waking up in the morning, going on the computer immediately, answering friends, text messages and DMs and all the things. I wasn't exercising. I literally wouldn't cook for myself. I don't have time to eat lunch today. And I would eat like a bag of chips. Like, am I okay? Just a simple task. I didn't pause and take time to be like, oh, it's really important to eat lunch. What is wrong? So it just wasn't clicking. And I think the real breakdown was November, shit hit the fan. It was pretty aggressive. So I have this hilarious thing where my body just loves to tell me what's going on with everything else around me. So I had a toothache. I went to the doctor or the dentist and they were like, oh, you need to go see a nerve specialist and you need to go see a gum specialist. And then basically they quoted me for a $5,000 tooth job. Let me just tell you, I floss every single day. I have fantastic dental hygiene. And I'm like, what? I get home and I just start hysterically crying in the parking lot. And what's hilarious is like my neighbor, the first time he ever said hi to me, he's like, hey, who are you? And I was like, and for everyone that doesn't know, I moved to Florida in the summer and it's been a slow burn to make friends. So it was just really funny because of course, the day someone says hello to me, I look like a crazy mess. But anyway, so this month I was hit with this crazy bill. It ended up being a lot less, thank God. But this crazy bill, it was the same month of my brother's wedding and it was destination. So I had to pay a lot of money. So basically, not only was I stuck in these plateau months, but then I was hit with basically like 7-8 grand that I needed to pay in 1 month. And I was like, what am I going to do? This was not in the budget. This was like a surprise, basically $10,000. Mm-hmm. What is happening? And so I was so overwhelmed. I had to get a root canal, which was really fun. And then I flew up and down to New Jersey twice. I went down to the Florida Keys. I had all these trips planned. I was running my business. And I basically got to a point where, and I passed out one night, and that was the turning point. I literally was, I used to have like fainting spells when I was a kid, but I haven't in a really long time. And I realized that doctors are basically like, your body just can't handle a lot of things and you need to take care of yourself. And I'm like, cool, obviously I was not doing that. So that was the aha wake up moment where I was like, wait, I'm not doing things correctly and I really need to take care of myself and my body first. And so I joined the gym. Started going to the gym. I started telling myself, cool, I need to actually like meditate in the morning and like eat breakfast and like take care of me first, fill my cup up first, as they say, before I fill anyone else's cup up. And that small shift started to change literally everything. And Elise is always talking about being a great steward of your own energy and making sure that you protect your own energy. And I didn't really understand what that meant until I started doing it for myself. Started putting myself in groups of people that were actually like working on themselves. And it was just this huge shift where I was like, oh,
yeah,
I get it now. So as all this is happening and I'm in this crazy month of clearing all these things, my old identity is basically crumbling around me. It's super emotional. I get an idea. Oh, wait. I've been acting like a freelancer. So if you don't know, I am a publicist. I work with Elise. I'm her publicist. And I basically was acting as a freelancer for the past 2 years and then wondering why my business wasn't growing because I am one person and I only can work with X amount of people. And when I'm at max capacity, not only can I not bring anybody else in, but energetically, I am basically in a bubble of like, I don't have space for anything else. And so with all the traveling and worrying about everybody else, I literally was rejecting energetically everybody around me. So no wonder nobody was sticking. And I got this aha moment of, oh, I need to act as a CEO. So, and Elise is always really good at flipping the script. Every time I come to her with some tiny little detail issue, she's like, why don't we zoom out and look at it this way? And I'm like, oh, shit, this is exactly what I needed. And so I started to act like a CEO and I was like, oh, what if I transitioned to an agency, which is something that I was really scared of doing. I think I was just traumatized by all the experiences of my past jobs and realizing, oh, I'm already acting and doing things differently. So why don't I just build a company that acts and does things differently and build a team underneath me of people that I get to manage and I get to show them a new way of doing things. So it was just crazy interesting how everything unfolded. I started a new company called Visibility on Purpose with my co-founder, Bridget Eileen Sisko. And so basically everything changed in December, January, and out of nowhere, all the clients started flowing in. And I started getting consistent 10K months, which whatever, I'm just going to share the numbers. So I was going from 20K one month to 3K the next month, and then like staying there for months, and then getting like 5,000, and then going back down to 3. And then it was so inconsistent, and it was showing that I energetically couldn't hold on to these bigger numbers. And so once I made these shifts and started paying attention to myself and what I needed, everything changed and I was holding on to 10K and now I have quantum leaped to 30. This is my biggest month in my business, which I'm so, so excited about. I just hired a new employee who is going to be working underneath me. Lydia Bagarosa LLC will be no longer at some point this year and we'll be transitioning to an agency name. So a lot of incredible things from Elise's program.
I want to kind of get a little more underneath of this because first of all, I think in the scope of our work together, you know, I think this is something you always saw, but sometimes when we have a vision, we then have to go through the process of becoming the version of ourselves who becomes the vision, right? Because we have to have that identity shift and we kind of are shown like, okay, this is who you need to become in order to have this. And I think that's what happened for you, which was all of these different realizations of the way that you were operating, which actually wasn't in service to the version of yourself that you were becoming. So I think that's a really big piece of it. And then as far as the actual numbers are concerned, I really think that was also just because of the way that your energy was going out in so many different places. There really wasn't, you didn't have the capacity to really do much else. And I totally relate to that too, because that's something that I have always struggled with, is feeling overly responsible for everybody in my life, which I think that only will get you so far, because then you don't feel comfortable bringing anyone else into your life, because you are, it's like, I can't be responsible for anyone else. So as we gradually start to pull back on that and put ourselves first, all of a sudden we have so much more capacity for holding more space for more people, because we're not trying to be all things to all people and we're not feeling energetically responsible for everyone around us. And obviously we know for you that had to do with a lot of the childhood stuff, but it's like, here's the thing. We get to the point where it's like, we know what the childhood trauma is. Now we have to make the shifts energetically, so we're not operating from that place anymore. So we get to this point, and I tell people this all the time, where it's like, okay, we know what the issues are. It's not about that anymore. Now it's about deciding how you're going to do differently and how you're not going to be operating from wounding anymore. So I think that was the point that you got to, where it was less about uncovering the childhood stuff and more just about changing your energy. And I think that's what happened to create these shifts for you. And I also think within that, what I witness is you just step way more into your leadership energy, your authority energy, and also just owning the power of your work, which is a huge piece of bringing more people in, is just having that energy. And then I know in January, you came into Accelerated Wealth, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that and how it relates to the growth and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to touch on the aligned action piece, because that was it. I basically was like, I know that this happened in my childhood, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, all right, Lydia, you know, we're aware now. And I just kept seeing the same patterns over and over again. And if you're seeing the same patterns in your life, you have to look at something. And so it was just a lot of trying to figure it out. And it's so funny, because I feel like the biggest reflection in all of this was, if you're ever feeling you're experiencing the same thing over and over again, zoom out. And Elise is really good at seeing this and being like, why don't we look at it this way, and zooming out, because sometimes we can get so in the details, and I'm such a perfectionist, which is also definitely a trauma response. I'll be like, okay, I need to fix it. Something is going on. I need to fix it. And that's always my response to everything. And so I would just try to, why am I doing more if I'm at max capacity? It doesn't make any sense. So basically I was like, I am not getting any new clients. So like, I need to do more and do more. And I was like, all right, I'm working literally more than I ever have in my life. I am making less, if we're going to actually do the numbers of the time that I'm putting in. What is going on here? So anyway, the aligned action for me was actually doing less. So, and taking a step back and like paying attention to what I need. And it's a lot of unlearning and self-talk. I still, to this day, last night I had the option to relax or work a little bit. And I did make the choice to work, but I was very aware I'm making the choice to do this. And so tomorrow I'll do things differently. And that's okay. Sometimes I will work long days. However, tomorrow, today, I'm signing off early because I chose to do that. And so normally I'd just continue to sit at my desk that 9 to 5, 9 to whatever, and like never, ever allow myself to get up. Actually, I have a really funny story and then I'll get back to it. But Wednesday morning, and this is what I'm talking about with paying attention to, and we can talk about my intuition and really recognizing what's going on. Wednesday morning, I had this thought, I don't want to work right now. I really just want to relax. And what if I took a few hours and started later? And I was like, no, Lydia, we're going to work, but we're going to make it fun. So I decided to go to a coffee shop. So I go to the coffee shop and they literally do not have Wi-Fi. For whatever reason, it is down. You're joking. So then I take a call in the car because I didn't have enough time to like go back home and whatever. And so I took a call in the car. And then after that, I go to the I go to another place and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to this place for Wi-Fi and I'm going to have a cute little lunch with my computer. And they tell me they don't have Wi-Fi either. And I literally gave up. All right, cool. Got it, universe. I'm going to have a margarita and hang out. But it was funny because I had this intuitive hit to not work in the morning. And it was okay to do that. And I literally was like, no, I have to. And this is where the realization just came in. And I'm still learning. Like, I'm not perfect here. And that's why I'm sharing this. But the fact that I am also becoming aware of these intuitive hits more and like allowing myself to listen. And that was a big, maybe I didn't listen right away when I woke up, but finally I surrendered at lunch and was like, got it. I'm going to relax and enjoy myself and I'm going to shut the phone and shut the computer.
Yeah. No, that's so important because first of all, nothing is going to come from working really hard, especially if it's not in service to you. And also one of the greatest things about having a business like this is it gets to be intuitively led and you get to be led from that place where you can really listen to, okay, what do I need to do today? What feels like it's aligned for me to do today? And when you move from that place, everything works.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you've even told me, which I so appreciate you for, is you've reflected back to me like, Lydia, you work really intuitively in your business. And I'm like, ah, I do. Like, I can collapse time and space and work so fast. Sometime this week, I decided not to work at one for like a few hours and relax. And then I worked. I probably did more work in these 2 hours than I would have done if I were to force myself to sit down for hours. And I created like 4 new pitches for my clients. It was like dropping in all these different story angles and having conversations with these writers. And I'm working smarter and not harder. And so it was interesting. We're both in a program together, but we were just like having conversations about time pockets and how when you start getting really aligned to your intuition, you're able to work 20 times more productively when you sit down and listen to those intuitive hits as opposed to forcing yourself to do the corporate thing of sitting from 9 to 5, like realistically when you were doing that, like how much time were you actually working and how much time right. were you just sitting there? I remember some days I would just freaking sit there until 11 and then I'd be like, oh my God, I didn't do anything. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, when I was a school counselor, same. I would just sit there or I would go talk to other people.
Yeah. I would go chat.
And so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's just really funny being okay with that and having that perspective shift. And another thing that we did was you really helped me see the power in my work and my worthiness. I was charging way less than I am now. I was literally charging half of what I now charge for my retainer. And it was really uncomfortable for me to do that. Really uncomfortable. So many things came up around worthiness. It was insane. And so working on that with you was even just huge because allowing ourselves to raise our price and actually like declare to other people, this is what my worth is. And what I noticed was I made up all these excuses in my mind. People are going to say that that's too expensive or this is that. But when we decide to be more pricey or whatever, like actually charge our worth, people will meet us there.
Totally.
I had nobody tell me like all these stories I made up in my head. I was like, they're going to come after me and be like, what is this? Instead, the people that weren't interested in that price would say to me, I totally respect your prices and I know your worth. I can't afford that right now. Or they'd be like, cool, got it, pay me.
Yeah, no, it's totally true because when you hold the energy, and it's okay if it's a little bit, ooh, this feels new and a little bit wobbly, but also if like you're sure. And the way I look at it too, I'll look at my prices and I'm like, I sure as shit know I'm not willing to make less than that. You know what I mean? And even if it feels a little stretchy for me, the way I get myself to embody it is it's like, I know I don't want to make less than that. So yeah. I'm definitely, even though it might feel a little stretchy for me, that's how I can really embody it is, yeah, I know I feel good about this because. So I think that's a really good way to look at it too. And not to say it's I'm charging the bottom of the barrel, but I just say to myself, okay, even if this feels stretchy, I know it's aligned because below that wouldn't feel aligned.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's such an important piece of is like the worthiness piece, which obviously I'm doing this whole 5-week immersion on worthiness because it's the biggest thing that comes up in business, especially around pricing. But now, okay, look what happens when you raise your prices. Then you have your best month ever. It's not rocket science in that sense. Eventually, if we want to make more money, we do have to continue to raise our prices. And that was so important too, because I also was just like, Lydia, you need to charge more.
I was charging a third of the price of normal agencies. But what's hilarious about all of this is if somebody were to come and chart and pay for an agency, they would then get assigned to me as their publicist. So why the hell would I not charge similar, if not the same?
Right.
If they were to go to a big agency, charge this amount of money, and then they would get me.
Right.
And then I'm charging half. What? I'm literally cutting out the middleman. So why would I not? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah. So that's a huge piece of it is the pricing. And then also obviously the energetics. But I know something really powerful happened when you join the group too. And I always say to people, for me, when I work with people one-on-one, I always have you in at least one of my groups. And the reason why is because I really do feel that there's a synergy that happens when we work privately plus the group, because you get two different things from both. So then when you came into Accelerated Wealth, I feel like that was a huge shift too. So I wanted to hear your perspective on that also.
I am obsessed with Accelerated Wealth. So it's my favorite container. And I will tell you why. Because it's on Voxer, I feel like everyone is more inclined to be more vulnerable. There's something different about just having voice. And before this, I was only in containers where we get together once a week. And sometimes you just freaking forget or like things aren't important anymore.
Yeah.
Or they feel they're not important, or you like pretend to get over it, but you don't, or whatever. So, and that, I mean, that happens to me.
Or you just don't feel like getting on the call at that time.
Right. Or like you say something happens on Monday and then it's Wednesday and I'm like so overthinking about this. I don't even want to bring it up.
Yeah.
So I think it lowers that barrier of having the conversation. And with Accelerated Wealth, we have Voxer support. So we all can like check in with each other. And sometimes we'll even just like hash it out with each other. And then Elise comes in and she's like, you guys did great. Or sometimes you'll come in and of course give your amazing wisdom. I really feel like there's something special about learning in a group. We are tribal beings, and like, it feels so supportive to have a community that is on the same path with you, that gets it, and you don't feel alone. I thought that these things that coming up for me were silly, or like nobody else was experiencing them. And like everyone is experiencing the same thing from their own lens.
Yeah.
And it realizing that was huge for me.
Yeah, no, that's so important. And it's so nice to have that support of women who are like all doing the same things. And even though everyone's kind of like various points, it's just, it's so important to have that community. And also I feel it creates this space where everyone opens up to each other so quickly, where you just automatically feel so comfortable sharing like anything that it just creates this, not only support, but everyone grows so much faster because they open up so quickly.
Yeah, so much faster. And it also really helps connecting the dots. As a CEO, as an entrepreneur, you are just forced into looking at all of your shit, because if we're not feeling worthy in our own situations, we're not making money. It's just not happening. Or we're not charging what we're worth, or whatever it is. If we're having issues with our relationships, or for me, issue with relationship to self, I'm going to have toxic relationships with everything. Toxic relationship with my work. I was working way too much and it just didn't make sense. So also in a group like this, you're able to be like, hey guys, this is what I'm experiencing. Do you see something from a different perspective? And everyone chimes in and is super supportive and helps you also hash it out. And it's, you can see the connections so much faster. And sometimes when you are in a one-on-one container, you're only seeing it from your lens. And even if somebody, this is for me, and this is why I love the Accelerated Wealth and working with Elise one-on-one, because I'm able to lash things out with her and then also, not lash,
hash,
there we go. I'm not lashing out at you. Hashing out, okay, things with her, but then also I hear everyone else speaking and maybe like a word shift is something that I needed to hear to make something click. Whereas like if I'm just talking to Elise, sometimes I'm in my own shit and it won't click for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just lots of different perspectives. And also everyone in the group is so freaking cool. You just attract the coolest people. Some of them, I'm like, God, I just want to hang out with all these people. They're just amazing. I feel like they're my besties, my business besties. So And it's hard. A lot of us are doing entrepreneurship alone. And so having a community, it's having a bunch of coworkers, but they're not coworkers. They're literally just there to chill and give you support. And then you go off and you do your own thing. It's awesome.
Yeah. I love that aspect of it. And then that's also for that specific container, it's also the only one that I teach live breath work, which is very unique. And then also the movement medicine. So there, I feel like there's so many different components to it that make it really special and just what you need when growing a business. Because I think for me, what I was really reflecting on when I created it was, okay, I know what it took me to move through to get to where I'm at. And I want to be able to support other people in what they would need to get to their next level and continue to grow their income and their business. And part of that is the deeper healing work, like through the breath work, and then also the movement medicine. So I just want to know your perspective on those things too, because I think those are like a huge piece of it.
Yeah. So accelerated wealth is a 360 approach to actually quantum leaping. This is the answer, and I'm going to tell you why. So not only do you get, I'm such a nerd, not only do you get like a ton of support in having conversations about what you're going through, but then Elise also has Dahlia come in and do movement medicine, which is really special and something that I never experienced. And what I'm noticing is that for me specifically, I would assume this is for most people, and that's why tapping is a thing. Somatic types of healing are so freaking important. And that's why breath work is so important, because you're actually getting into your body. And I didn't really understand the enormity of that until I was like, oh, this is why people work out, go for walks and whatever. It's so important to not only use our minds to figure out what's going on, but then also to release it using our body. So much trauma is stored in the body. And I didn't really understand this until I started implementing it myself. Like I knew because I would like read about it and listen, but I wasn't doing it. And so this prompted me to do it more, because we have the calls where you're also leading breath work live, which is like incredible and so special. And then we have movement medicine to make sure we're also in our bodies, again, releasing and really focusing on this and focusing on moving out of it. And it's just, there's so much that goes into energetics that I didn't truly understand until our work together. Energetics are everything. The way that we
relate everything.
Everything. The way we relate to this is the way we relate to that. And there's also energetics of me from a perspective of feeling at max capacity. Of course, people weren't staying in my world. I had the most annoying pattern of people signing on, and day one, two, or three of their campaign would just be like, sorry, Lydia, I can't, for whatever reason, I can't continue with you. And I'm like, okay, this didn't happen once, yeah. Didn't happen twice, happened like four times. Like, what the hell is going on? And it was a me thing. It truly was a me thing.
Oh my God, totally. Especially when you have those things that happen over and over again, like it's obviously you, right? If it happens once, it's like, okay, whatever. But then if it's a pattern. And then the other thing I also wanted to say too, that was really cool that happened is you, I remember when we first started working together, I was like, okay, write down a few of your ideal clients or people that you'd really want to work with. And then I think we only came up with two, and last month you ended up signing both of them.
Yep. Literally signed both of them. You were like, just write down your ideal clients. And I was like, that's scary. Yeah. And then wrote them down, forgot about it. And they both signed on last month. And of course they signed on, because I'm finally at, they're fantastic CEOs. And I'm finally at a place where I'm operating as a CEO. So of course they're going to come into my world, because that was another thing I want to talk about is you always say like, act as the version of yourself that does this. Mm-hmm. And that is the biggest perspective shift ever. I love when you talk about deciding to take on more expenses. We were talking about this recently because I was telling Elise, I am making a lot more money this month and I'm so excited, but also am I being stupid for blowing it all? Because, and I'm not blowing it all by any means, but I wanted to go on Elise's retreat, which by the way, you have to go on it. I don't know when this is releasing, but
It'll be out before the retreat.
Okay. If you have the capacity to come on the trip, 100% do that. It's going to be in Costa Rica. Can't wait. Also, Elise is amazing. I'm obsessed. Okay. So I wanted to go on your retreat. I wanted to go on Jennifer Longmore's retreat.
Yes, which we're both going on, which I'm so excited about.
It's going to be so good. It's in Palm Springs. And I've never been to Palm Springs. And also, she's a CEO that I want to be around. And the people that she attracts are people that are a big deal. And so I want to be around people like that. Same thing with another container that I bought into. I want to be around people like this. The second I made those decisions was the second money started flowing in. And Elise is always, act as the version of you that's like, yeah, I spend this much. And I never really understood the energetics of that until I started embodying my next level self. I do not recommend you just blowing a bunch of money before you embody your next level self, but you have to do that first. You have to do that first.
I know. I think I want to clarify the difference because I think someone could take that as, oh, let me just go blow a bunch of money so I like become my next level self. And that's not how it is. But what you can do is tune into the version of you that's like at your next level. What is she investing in? What is she doing? How is she spending her time? How is she running her business? What supports is she getting in her business? And even if it's not something that you're physically able to do all of it immediately, you start to do the things that stretch you into that next level. And I always say, I know that's why I move so quickly is because I continued to make decisions as if I was already there instead of saying like, oh, here's where I'm at. So I need to wait. That's actually what keeps people stuck. But that's the normal logical way of thinking is people are like, oh, I'm not there yet. So let me just wait. But it's the only way you're going to get there is if you act as if you're there, as if you move that way. That's what it has to be. But it's like, it's counterintuitive, I think. And it's something that you have to slowly start to embody and then you start to trust it. And I've seen it so much just with myself where even I think I told you guys the story in Accelerated Wealth when Matt and I just got a new car and I was just like, I didn't want to spend a lot of time on it. I was like, we're just going to get the car that we want. And he said to me, God, how do you have no fear around spending money? And I was like, because I see it over and over again that every time I up level, I make more money. So I don't worry about it anymore. Not to say I never worry about money. I'm human, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And once I started to embody that and say, like, obviously, whatever I'm doing is not freaking working. So I'm going to do what Elise tells me to do. And what's beautiful about all of this is you're such a good role model to me because you not only practice what you preach, but I just see you naturally doing this. The fact that I worked with you on the PR front first and who is this woman? She just went from like here and now she's making this much and now she's making this much. And I'm like, oh my God, I need a piece of that. So I need to get on this train. And so what's awesome about it is I'm seeing you do this. Maybe I don't see it to myself yet, but I can see that it's working for you and there must be something in this. And so I started waking up in the morning and being, how would the next level version of myself spend her morning? And I was like, cool, I'm going to go to the gym and eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then it was, okay, how would the next level version of me dress today? I'm still in my sweatpants, but I am in loungewear, okay?
So maybe the next level version of you just has more expensive loungewear.
Yes, that's mine.
Right now, I'm wearing this like velour sweatsuit that's like very lovely and high end. That's like my favorite thing to wear is high end loungewear.
That's where it's at. But it's just such a big thing because then we started talking about energy leaks and I'm like, what are those? And it's like energy leaks literally blew my mind. It's silly, but it's such a big game changer. So I just started looking around my apartment for like physical things and I was like, oh, okay. My office is a mess. Cool. We're going to clean that. My bedroom doesn't reflect what I want. And I was telling Elise, I have this weird fear of not feeling worthy, which it always comes back to worthiness, of having beautiful things, but I want beautiful things. And I always felt like, wow, that's so materialistic and like blah, blah, blah. And it's not like I'm going to like buy a Porsche tomorrow, but it's allowing myself to just actually receive what I've always desired. And once I started to embody that, things started changing. Like I got myself a mirror for the apartment. I don't know, just little silly things where I started doing my makeup every single day and it made me feel better. And what I noticed, and I had this huge download in January that was, oh, if you stay in your joy, everything will unfold perfectly. And so every day, every single day, I have been meditating on the idea of joy, meditating on the idea of feeling good, I'm getting emotional thinking about it because like, I'm just happier and being happy equals, oh my God, hi, everyone's going to hear this.
Oh my God, now I'm going to cry too.
But it's such a huge thing because I got to a point in December where I was like, Elise, I don't even know why the hell I'm doing this. Why am I working so hard and mm-hmm. feeling the same way and doing the same things? And then I was like, oh, I'm looking at everything wrong. And so anyway, it's just been such a wild ride to see that as I started embodying my next level self, allowing myself to have this and that, allowing myself to, and I'm not saying I'm going out again and buying a Porsche. It's just those little tiny decisions that I make on a day-to-day basis. Elise was telling me like, Lydia, why don't you get a massage this week? And I was like, I can't do that. Why not? Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
No, there's so many little things like that. You guys have heard me share because I'm always trying to figure out what those things are. One of them was in our bathroom, we have a really open, high ceiling bathroom and the shower is, it's all open, right? So, and I need super hot water and a super hot shower. And even though the water can get really hot, since everything's open, it doesn't get warm in the bathroom. And literally, I've been living this way for 8 years, never realizing that there could be a way to fix this. And finally, this is like an energy leak for me because in the winter, I don't get the hot shower that I want. So we had someone come and we got like custom glass made and they're putting it in on Monday. So now the air won't go out. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a game changer. But it's those little things that you don't realize that you're tolerating or putting up with that actually are energy leaks for you. Like they're mm-hmm. pulling on your energy. So it's so important to look at that stuff, especially as we up level and as we create more and more boundaries. Because what I always say is all boundaries are is honoring yourself. That's all it is.
Yes. I love that you mentioned that because I started recognizing the things that were pissing me off on a daily basis. And I was like, I don't even need to like deal with this.
Yeah.
Like, why am I dealing with this? My office is annoying me. Oh, I have the ability to change it. This is annoying me. I have the ability to decide that I don't want to do that anymore and flip it to this. And what's really funny is now that I am really working on my boundaries and my energy leaks. I've been talking about how I want a new car because it just doesn't align with my car now. It doesn't align with my next level version of myself. So I've been talking about how I want this new car for weeks. And out of nowhere, my car started acting weird. So I took it into the mechanic and they were like, oh, it's going to be $2,000 to fix. This is the universe being, I think it's time for you to get a new car. And so now, yeah, so now it's a whole other layer. I feel like cars are such a great metaphor. And we were talking about this. You even said this. You were like, cars are a great metaphor. And it's so true because it's now it's bringing up a whole other layer of worthiness. Originally, I thought that I was only worthy of getting this like, right now, I have a Subaru. I love the idea of a Subaru, but it is two-toned and it's not me at all.
Yeah.
And it's blue and silver. It's not a sexy car. Like, let's just be honest. I drive up and people are like, ooh, that's your car? And I'm like, I don't like that. And so thinking about a new car, I started going to on websites and I was like, oh, what can I afford? And I guess this is okay. I guess I can work. And I'm like, wait, why am I compromising on this and that? So what's really funny and what I didn't expect myself to want is I think I want like a sleek little sedan that's newer. I want it to have like a sunroof. We'll see what happens. I actually want that.
Yeah. Oh my God. A sunroof is a non-negotiable for me. But yeah, this is all part of it, right? And I know these things seem like they're little, but they're actually not because it's the way that we actually put limitations on ourselves, or it's the way that we unknowingly play out these belief systems of what is available to us and what's not available to us, and the way that we make concessions or automatically think that we're not going to get what we want. So we're like, okay, well, I'll just play within these few things that I think that I can do. And it's no, why don't you actually look at, like, expand beyond that and get curious about what else could be possible for you? Because there's so much more that could be possible. Even with, you guys have heard me talk about hiring someone to pick up my kids. That was something where I realized that was an energy leak. And then I was like, how am I going to fix that problem? Because I don't even know who to get to do that. And I was, okay, I'm just going to be in the energy of possibility. And all of a sudden it clicked. I knew exactly who could do it. And immediately, like, it all happened in one day. As soon as you switch to being in the energy of possibility and just expanding beyond what those perceived limitations are, then all of a sudden it shows up in your brain because it's a limitless universe, right? And we all have access to the quantum field. So we can figure out any of that stuff immediately if we want to. It's just about moving beyond what we think that limitation is. So the other thing I wanted to make sure we touch on before we end is just around the way, because one of the biggest things also that's happened for you is the way that your psychic abilities have opened up, which really happens to everyone when they do the deeper trauma work. But I wanted to touch on that for a minute because that's been really crazy.
Yes. So I am a person who is deeply sensitive. As a kid, I was always overly sensitive. And I think that I shut it down because I was so embarrassed by always just being overly sensitive. And so whatever, trauma happened, life happened, and I just never, ever trusted myself. And so what has been huge for me, and Elise even had a whole program called Trust, and I was like, oh my God, is learning how to trust myself and then realizing, oh my God, that's divine guidance. And then once I started realizing that, it started getting more and more clear. And so this is why I'm like, guys, the energy leaks, like, this is it. And allow yourself to do self-talk. If I can teach you anything from this episode that's not even my podcast, it would be if you're ever like, I can't do that. Literally sit down for a second and be like, okay, why? And get to the root. Mm-hmm. And then the root is just always like down to like worthiness of this or that.
It's always worthiness.
Literally always. And once I realized I could just do that self-talk and be like, all right, let's like rewind and take a little look-see under the hood.
Yep.
I started realizing that these like intuitive hits were actually divine guidance. I thought that they were just me having thoughts and just being, oh, okay, I can't do that. And once I started getting these thoughts that popped into my head, for example, getting the thought of starting an agency as opposed to being a freelancer, that was a huge like, oh, wait, that was divine guidance for me to move forward with this. And I didn't realize that. And then also the name of the, I don't want to tell you guys the name yet because I didn't release it, but the name of the agency popped into my head. And what's crazy is it has two meanings to it. I don't want to...
Yeah, you don't have to say it yet. Don't say it yet.
Yeah, I won't say it yet. But it's just really crazy. I have chilled. I'll send you a voice note later about it, how it has two meanings and I had no idea it did. But all these things have just been like divine guidance and I'm starting to trust. And what I'm noticing is I'm very visual. And so... What is that? Clairvoyance? So, yes, right? I feel like once you get to this point, you're just like, it's all spiritual. It's fine. Like, I don't need like labels. But
I receive information from every way. So I don't have one thing really.
Yeah. I always thought that it was those intuitive hits in my head were just like me thinking, but no, I think that's claircognizance. Yeah. Like, what's up? I actually get a deep knowing.
Yeah.
That's number one for me. I always have a deep knowing and I started trusting that and saying yes to that. And it got to the point where I went to the gym and I looked at some guy and just got his name, Cody. And I was like, that's retarded. Like, or excuse me, that is silly. And I was like, okay, why? That's so weird. And I just like moved on, whatever. 10 minutes later, he's my partner and I do like HIIT workouts and he's, hey, my name is Cody. Nice to meet you. And I was like, never met this dude in my life.
Oh my God. I get it. I have stuff that happens to me all the time. And sometimes you just even forget because it just happens in passing or whatever. But it's, if you're really tuned into it, it's literally nonstop.
It's nonstop.
It's like, literally like nonstop. You know what happened to me the other day? So I was driving to go pick up Levi and I'm stopped at a red light. And my head just turned and started staring at this house. And I was like, why am I staring at this house? And then I looked at the two houses next to it because the house that I was staring at, it didn't have an address on it.
Yeah.
But then I looked at the house next, the houses on either side of it. And on the house on one side was 331 and the house on the other side was 335. And then I realized that that house was 333. And I was, what? That was just, it was just such a weird moment that I was, oh, I guess that's why they were guiding me to stare at that house. It was these weird things always happen to me. Like another one, yeah. I was walking the dog.
And they're funny too, because then you're like,
they're really funny. These weird things were like, the universe is communicating with me and dancing with me, but you just have to be tuned into it. The other day, I'm walking the dog, and on Fridays, it's trash day in the city, and it's the worst time to walk the dog because there's just shit everywhere. And somebody had a desk chair out in the trash.
Yeah.
And I was walking, and usually I don't let Noah pee on stuff like that, but I heard this voice in my head, not in my head. I don't know where the voice came from, but the voice was, don't let Noah pee on that chair because somebody's coming to get it. And it was just like a chair in the trash. And I was okay. So then whatever, walked by, went home. Then later I was driving back from picking up Hazel and I was driving past that same area where the chair was and literally pulled up where it was. There was a guy in a pickup truck picking up the chair. And I was like, but I feel it's always, that kind of stuff is always happening. But, and then once you start to tune into it, it's just always happening. But then that's also how you get that divine guidance for your business and what you're meant to do next. And also when you're meant to work and when you're meant to relax. And then you just really start to trust it and everything becomes so much easier.
Yes. And I think that's exactly what the process is. It's all right. You start getting tuned in, you start doing all these things, then you start seeing the evidence. And then the evidence, like the same thing with me, LOL, going to so many different places to try to get Wi-Fi. And it was just what place doesn't have Wi-Fi anymore? And all these places are like, oh, our Wi-Fi is broken. Oh, you can't. And I'm like, all right, cool. Got it. But even yesterday, this is so interesting. And I sent you a voice note about this one. I was having a conversation with a friend, catching up, haven't talked to him in a while. We're talking about like ocean sports. And he's like, Lydia, I've been obsessed with whales. Cool. We just started talking about whales. Anyway, then I go up to my door and I forgot that one of my mentors sent me 2 books. And oh, this is fun. She told me she was sending me books. She didn't tell me what. So I open it up and it is an animal medicine book. And I'm like, that's funny. Then go and do a remote healing, energy healing. And in my meditation, I get so emotional thinking about joy. As you guys heard, I literally cried earlier. Also in my meditation last night. And how connected I am to the idea of bringing joy into my life. And then afterwards, I get up and I walk over to the books and I'm like, oh my God, I should look up whales because we were talking about whales. So I'm flipping over to the whale page. And the second I open it, it was on, not on the front page there. It says the animal name on every single page on the top titles, but it wasn't the beginning. I flipped over to the second page and the very first line is whales bring joy. And I was like, got it. Meanwhile, next to it, there's wolves. There's nothing about joy in there. It was just divine guidance. Of course, my friend wanted to talk to me about whales. And then I was thinking about joy, open it up, and whales are supposed to be like bringing joy, and yeah, that's their medicine. And it was just so beautiful. So Anyway, if you are open to it and just start seeing the guidance everywhere, it will absolutely guide you in the right direction. And it's so beautiful to see and so beautiful to trust in myself, because before I was just letting trauma dictate everything that I was doing. Even though I got the divine guidance, which I was not aware of, I would tell myself no because of people pleasing, no because of this, no because of that. And I wasn't, and then I was sitting there in victimhood of like, why is this not happening to me? It's like I wasn't listening to anything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a huge shift. And I just want to take a moment to celebrate all of your growth and all of your wins, and also hiring your first employee in your agency. Ooh. It's so exciting. And thank your best you. Month. And I know that next month is going to be even better, most likely. We're already on track for that. So yay for Quantum Leaping and for all of our work together and all the things. And I absolutely love having you in Accelerated Wealth. It's so great to have you in there. So thank you so much for being here. Oh, let's tell everyone about Visibility on Purpose, because this is a great way, you guys. And I'm telling everyone, if you want to start to get PR, but you're not ready to do full on private PR, Via's program, Visibility on Purpose, is the perfect stepping stone. And I think, and honestly, just as somebody who's had PR for a long time, if you really want to get yourself out there and grow your audience, get PR. So here's Lydia. She's going to tell you about Visibility on Purpose.
Here I am. Thank you so much, Elise. Honestly, like I wouldn't be here without your guidance. And now I'm at a place where I just feel so open energetically and I'm 30K. This is no big deal. I'm ready for 50. I'm ready for 100. So it's just such a shift. And I'm just so grateful for you. So I just want to give space for that because everyone should work with at least everyone. And yeah, I don't know if what you have time for. I'm just kidding. Okay, visibility on purpose. So I realized that the reason why I wanted to do PR in the first place for women like Elise is because when I was going through my own self-development journey, I did not see anybody on the internet that was really doing what I needed help with. And I was just digging in podcasts and trying to find these people. And now I'm able to support these incredible mentors that are just changing the world and really elevating consciousness. And it's been so rewarding and beautiful. And what I found with Bridget is we both had the same passion to just really just change the world in this way, in visibility. She is a speaking coach. She also owns a publishing house. And it's just been so beautiful to see the way that she's shared voices. So we both joined forces and we created Visibility on Purpose. It is a one-stop shop media training school where we actually teach you the ropes on how to position yourself. This program really should be the stepping stone for anybody, even if you're looking to hire a publicist, just because it helps you realize how to highlight yourself in the best possible way. Even when you're getting interviewed on podcasts, it's how that question, oh, please introduce yourself at the beginning of every single show. Tell me about yourself. You need to know how to highlight that in a concise and compelling way and also a way that people understand. So we spend a lot of time on that. And then we actually build a pitch for you. That's an evergreen pitch. You would do it yourself, but we also will take a look at it, review it. I actually was looking at my career the other day. It's so funny how we never celebrate ourselves. I have at least 4,000 pieces of press on the internet that I have generated. 4,000.
Wow. So cool.
Isn't that crazy? I was thinking so about crazy. All the people I served and it's just wild. So anyway, I have generated that much press and what I can tell you is I'm very good at my job, so I can help you really.
So good.
Thank you. So I can help you really figure out how to write about yourself and feel super aligned so that when you reach out to the media, whether it be editorial or podcast, it will hit and you will get press. All of our clients from last round have gotten themselves on Time Magazine, have gotten themselves on Crazy Stuff, Bustle, She Finds, Girl Boss, Huge Podcast, Shocker Girl Radio. So we're not messing around here. We get results. I think this is a very long conversation about this. But anyway, if you are interested, please reach out. We can put a link in the show notes. Thank you so much, Elise.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not even about, of course, it's about the press and like helping you elevate your business and helping you get visible and creating like a different streams of income because you're well, funnels, because you're able to utilize other audiences to come to your page instead of just like social media and like the 50 people liking your post. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's really about helping change the news.
Yeah.
It's just, let's be honest, like it's always negative. And even if it's something positive, it's like a negative headline. And so it's just changing the way that we're doing things. And I know a lot of what Elise talks about is breaking out of the matrix and reclaiming your consciousness. And for me, this is reclaiming mine. So if you are a person that you feel like you're ready to like make a difference in the world and lead with your heart.
Yeah, I love that. No, it's so important because it really, yes, it's about PR, but also on a bigger scale, the work that you're doing is a huge paradigm shift.
Yes.
And it is changing the media, changing the way that we consume content and just changing what we're seeing. And that is such important work because we know that within the next 5 or 10 years, all of that stuff is going to shift and we're at the forefront of it. So it's super exciting.
We're literally at the forefront.
Yeah. So
it's a revolution. It's a movement. It's a community. It's all the things. So join us in every capacity.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And we'll link that below. So Lydia, thank you so much for being here. I love you so much. This was amazing. And I know everyone's going to love it.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a review, and share this show with your friends who you know are yearning for this type of content. You can stay connected with me by following me on Instagram at Elise_Breeze and by joining my Facebook group, Breed to Succeed, where I share my weekly energy forecasts. And subscribe to my list, where you'll receive a free breathwork session, meditation, and journaling prompts to deeply connect with your intuition at elisebreeds.com. See you next time.